This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Jurors begin deliberations today in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense when he shot three people, killing two during a protest last year. The prosecutor says Rittenhouse provoked the bloodshed. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
After some 2 weeks of testimony, Kenosha Circuit Judge Bruce Schrader says now it's up to the jury
for you to determine whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty.
As heard on Court TV, the prosecution paints the then 17-year-old gunman pointing a semi-automatic weapon at people protesting a police shooting, while defense attorney Mark Richards says Rittenhouse was ambushed by a, quote, crazy person that night and feared Joseph Rosenbaum was going to get a hold of his gun.
He was causing trouble. He was a rioter, and my client had to deal with him that night alone.
Prosecutor James Krause.
The defense wants you to believe that these people got what was coming to them.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is due back in court Thursday. He appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges yesterday for defying a subpoena from Congress's January 6th committee. He's promising a fight.
Well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guy.
Steve Bannon in Washington. President Biden opened his virtual meeting with China's Xi Jinping last night by saying the two of them should make sure the competition between the U.S. and China doesn't veer into conflict. Flooding and landslides prompted the complete closing of the West Coast's main north-south highway overnight near Bellingham, Washington. Days of storms and high winds have been causing problems in the Pacific Northwest. Interstate 5 was closed near Bellingham, just south of the Canadian border, because of the ongoing threat from debris and floodwaters. This is AP News. We're learning more about how they'll do the Houston Music Festival investigation. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel's got this.
There will not be an independent probe into the disastrous crowd surge that killed 10 people and injured hundreds of others at a Houston Music Festival earlier this month. Houston area officials are going to do it themselves, rejecting calls for an independent investigation into what happened. Instead, officials have chosen the top elected official in the area to run the probe. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo was the one who proposed a third-party probe in the first place. Instead, now she will be working with other city and county entities to review the security and safety plans for the event that was headlined by rapper Travis Scott. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat, says he will not run for re-election next year. He's 81. He says it's time to pass the torch. Time to come home, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.